Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Waiting for the moon, Sharad Purnima moon, coming to bless the Lord's feet by having Radha and Krishna bathe in the shadow of that beautiful full moon, which is described in the Shastras as one of the prime features of Sharad Purnima, the divine couple watching themselves in the mirror of the water, of the reflection of the full moon. All glories to Sri Sri Radhe Shyam, who have come to this place on special request of Lord Krishna himself. As you have heard, Radharani ji was very reluctant to come to this world. When this invitation came to her that please come with me because I have to go to this world and I have to do some leela there, and Radharani said, no, you go, but I don't go there. But then Krishna said, without you, this is no bliss, there's nothing there. What shall I do there? You have to come, please. No, Radharani said, I have no desire whatsoever to go there. Plus, I know your naughtiness, your pranks. You're going to invent all this thing of leaving me alone somewhere, suffering the pangs of separation. No, I don't want to go there. So Krishna kept pleading her and saying, Radharani, I promise that the first person you see there, that will be me. You will not have to look at anybody else before I come in front of you. And that was fulfilled when Radhika Kumari made her appearance in Raval and later in Nandagram, in Varshana, when the Nanda Baba and his family came to join the joyous festival of Radharani's appearance. The divine couple come into this world to teach the love which every soul is longing for. We cannot substitute any divine interaction. It is only by grace of Sri Radhe that it may descend upon us. This grace of Sri Radhe, this uniqueness of love, is distributed in this world by Srila Prabhupada. He has come as a Senapati, meant to give to the world that love which is unique in Goloka Vrindavan, which now by the grace of Mahaprabhu can be beheld. O Govinda, O Radhe, O Mahaprabhu, your divine plan is manifesting again and again, inviting the whole world to participate. Not only the Brahmins, not only sannyasis, not only Kshatriyas, Vaishyas or Sudras. No, by your grace, all the restriction have been lifted so that the entire human race can be graced as the Mahaprabhu's mission of the holy name speeds around in an infinite race, reaching out to all, reaching out to thee, to the world of those souls who have come to understand that only in your divine embrace the real nectar can be found. Previously, Hinduism was a rather confined process of great intellectual Brahmins pondering upon Shastras, trying to understand their own excellence and their divine duty as human beings within their realm of their Dharma. So concerned with who can and who cannot do this and who cannot do that. But then by Mahaprabhu's grace, by Nityananda's intervention, a new set of rules were produced for the Kali Yuga, which meant the upliftment of mankind. And no conditions were being given except take the holy name with faith and give what you can to Guru and Krishna in the holy land of Vrindavan, joining together with the devotees, becoming one of them. Oh Krishna, this plan was devised in Imlitala, in embrace divine. The urge of Sri Radha to give love to all, even to the people in Cuba, Argentina or China, nobody can escape. That was the plan of divine love, where all the difficulties were simply removed, caste thinking, superiority, all this which distinguishes those who have not understood the real mission of love of Sri Radha. Sri Radha has come to open the doors by hiding in Mahaprabhu's heart, by using the devotees to take part, by going to every town and village in the world. Prithivityachyadi nagaladi gram sarvatra prachara hoi vimoranam. That is the plain divine to descend in the world of illusion. The Maya world has turned around and become the playground of the divine Gauranga Nittai. And they are going on. Who could have imagined that the countries behind the Iron Curtain could be inundated with Krishnanam? They were so close that you could not smuggle one book into Russia without being detected. And then Prabhupada went through that door and invaded the heart of the Russian people with his holy name. And the Iron Curtain fell. And the devotees of Russia and all over the countries behind the Iron Curtain had a chance to enter into Braj. Yes, Braj Mandal. Braj Mandal, a historical place. It is the World Heritage Place. It is the greatest place for humanity, not only for Indians, not only for Brijbasis. It is the greatest place for all of humanity. And today, I was requested to speak in Chicago, to speak on behalf of all those who follow Sanatan Dharma in the world and who want to come to Vrindavan, who have been touched by the glimpse of Shukadeva Goswami Parikshit Maharaj and all the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the special meaning of that is that now we have the Hindus reaching out to the world like Prabhupada did. That is the news of this, that Prabhupada wanted the whole world to come to Vrindavan, to go beyond caste and creed, to come to Sri Radha's lotus feet. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sharad Purnima ki jai.
Namo Vishupadaya Krishna Vistaya Vutale Srima Teva Kriyadanta Swami Tindamine Namaste Saradvati Deva Nguravani Pracharini Nisasunya Vavi Pracheta Sistarini Ovanyana Tivinanda Sena Jana Shalaka Yachak Sulumitam Jena Tasmai Sigurave Numaha Jai Sisirada Mohan Ki Jai Bhaktivinoda Saumaraja Ki Jai Gura Paramadvaiti Ki Jai Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Thank you very much, very happy to be here. I feel completely blessed being here at home with Bhaktivinoda Saumaraj Maharaj and these so nice deities that for many years are blessing when we come here to visit. Everything is so nice, so full of benedictions. This is the benefit of being with the devotees. The devotees are always blessing us because they are always thinking how to give relief, how to bring light to our life. Yeah, for this reason, the devotees are the only friends in this world, because they are serving the Supreme Friend, the Supreme Father and Mother, Sri Radha Krishna, who give us everything. As Guru Prabhupada was saying, no, the sacrifice of coming here to bless us, to invite us, to go and live with them. In Bhagavad Gita, we can see how Sri Krishna is continuously inviting us to go home, to go with him. So there we can see his love. He was helping Arjuna with his advice. But at the same time, he was not forgetting us. He was also inviting us, because he know, no, that not only Arjuna was suffering at that time, at that moment, but in this world we are always suffering. Dukalaya Masasvatam. This is a place of suffering. If we are not with Krishna, but if we accept Lord Srila Krishna, Mahaprabhu, then we have full hope. Success is guaranteed by Shua. Yes, also Lord Krishna says like this, no? Kauteya Pratichani, Hiname Bhakta Pranasyati. My bhaktas, my devotees will never be vanquished. So we are so fortunate. You know there are many mantras for getting benefits in this world. But the mantra that mentioned the name of the Lord is a Maha mantra. So everything that is related with Krishna becomes Maha. Becomes greater, the greatest benediction, greatest love, greatest wisdom, greatest anandam, paramananda, prema ananda. So Krishna says that he is the real goal, Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi. He is Gatir, he is the goal of our life, of all souls, because we belong to him, we are parts and portion of him. So there is no other way to have some success apart from him. It's impossible, because we come from him and we are for him. This is the purpose of our existence. That is our dharma, that is our nature, to love Krishna, serve Krishna. That is the dharma, the jiva dharma, the dharma of the soul. Imagine what nice. And for this reason, the soul is the most important and most beautiful, important thing in this universe. Because his goal is prema. We must search only for this prema. And when we get this human body, we have no other dharma. Savai punsan parudharmo. Our most important dharma, paradharma, it is to develop this service to the Lord. Adokshaya, bhakti, bhakti adokshaya. We must develop devotion for this Lord, who is Adokshaya. He is above our senses and above our intelligence. So the only way to know about him and to love him is if he comes near us, if he reveals himself. For this reason, only through bhakti he will be attracted and he will come into our vision. First, he will come to the vision of our intelligence, of our knowledge, of our understanding. First of all, we will understand that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord that we must love. We will understand this. So we will surrender our lives unto him. No. By giving our mind and intelligence. Maji arpita manobuddhi. Krishna says, give me your mind and intelligence, and I will give you this devotion. Because you will be searching me through your mind and intelligence and life, body, mind, everything, soul. We are crying in this way, chanting the Maha Mantra, calling Sri Krishna, Sri Radha and Krishna for service. This calling is to be engaged in the service of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. This is the highest. And all these things we know because of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And so I feel very, very happy, very fortunate because of my good fortune to know all these nice Vaishnavas who are always blessing us, giving us these deities, this chanting, this service. In this way we can make perfect our life in a very easy and natural way. Sri Krishna says, Susukam Kartum Avyayam, if you take this path, you will be happy. You will come to me in full happiness. But if we leave aside this path, so there will be only darkness about our own self, and we will ignore everybody, everyone else, we will ignore. So it's impossible to be happy by not knowing. To know is to love. If you know, if you really know, you will love. Because everything is so nice in the creation of the Lord. Everything is so nice, so perfect. So we can engage also material things in the service of the Lord. In that way, everything becomes spiritual, everything becomes favorable for our advance. Okay, thank you, thank you. We are very fortunate. I am very fortunate by being here with all of you. Thank you very much. Bhaktivedanta, His Holiness, Bhaktivedanta Sahu Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Gurudeva Paramadvaita Ki Jai, Sri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Gauranga Premanandi, Adibol. Thank you, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe. So, this is Sharad Purnima. Sharad Purnima is the beginning for the Maharas. As Gurudev said yesterday, the Maharas is ongoing all the time, never ending story. So is our desires. They have no an end. In fact, we are desiring happiness. Always. Whatever we do, our goal is to be happy. Does not matter if we express this openly or not, this is our desire. And this is natural. It should be so. You are meant to be happy. And in our search for happiness, we want this happiness to fulfill, to conditions. We want it to be complete, and we want it to be eternal. This is not possible with the material consciousness, because in the material world, everything is limited. So it's not that you cannot be happy in this world. Of course you can, but you cannot be happy as you really wish, because in this material world, your happiness has two faults. Is conditioned by time, and is never complete, so it cannot give us a full satisfaction. So therefore, Krishna has come in the form of Mahaprabhu. With a head full of Radha feeling, to show us the way, how to get the real happiness, which is eternal and which is complete. And this is what is the mission of Mahaprabhu. This is what is the mission of Srimati Radharani, who is herself expansion of this full happiness. So Mahaprabhu came with the Mahamantra. The three words are there. Hare Krishna and Rama. So Hare is addressing Adharani. Hare is Radha. Krishna is Krishna, is the absolute. Is the possessor of all energies. And Rama means eternal pleasure. So when we are chanting this Maha Mantra, we are really invocating the eternal happiness, real happiness, to come through, to manifest in our mind, in our intelligence, and then in our heart. Or in our heart, in our mind, and in our intelligence, also in this order. So if it manifests in the heart first, then it will make that our mind and our intelligence be also infected by this pure love with prema bhakti. This is our prayojan, the unconditional love for the absolute, for the Krishna, which or who is never alone, because Krishna is not complete without Radha. Therefore, we are worshipping Radha Mohan. The Mohan who belongs to Radha. So, if we do this, then we can get a chance to our desire for happiness to be fulfilled. And the Shastra, the Bhagavatam, is all about this. So, because in fact, the material world is not real. Because everything is expansion of Krishna. So, and Krishna is a pure spirit. So, the real existence is of spiritual nature. So this is our home, to live in a spiritual dimension. We want this. So, if we surrender to the message of Mahaprabhu, which means to the message of Radharani herself, because the very core of Mahaprabhu is Radharani herself, then we will get this aim of our search. Nobody can deny this. This is the only thing we really want in life. We look for a job, we look for a wife, we look for recognition from the others, only to be happy. So to be happy is all right. Don't deny this. Be happy. But be happy in the proper way. Taking the advice of Srimad Mahaprabhu, looking at his life and precepts, and then your life will be success. This is Sharad Purnima, should make us reflecting about our lives. And this reflection, it will come to the right conclusion, must change our heart, must bring us the desire happiness, which now will be without those faults. It won't be conditioned by anything, and it won't be partial. The opposite, it will be full, and it will be eternal. And then we are at home. Jai Shri Radhe Shyam Radha Mohan Ki Jai. Thank you.
Jayananda Prabhu, anyone? You want anyone? Bansi Prabhu? Bansi Prabhu, Jayananda Prabhu, Radhe. Yes? We are so lucky that our Gurujans are here and they are guiding us. One day I'm thinking, one thing, that when we take shelter of Gurudev, what we get? Then somebody said to me, devotion you will get. How I will get devotion? Gurudev will teach how to do devotion to him? My question, what Gurudev will say, you become my devotee. How I will get devotion? I never see that my Gurudev say, give massage to me, cook for me, clean my clothes, do this. Never I, he said to me. Then how I will learn devotion? What is meaning of devotion? Love in action. How I will, if I surrender to Gurudev, but how I will learn devotion? Because Gurudev point us to the east there. He say, you have to devotion there. I am here and one day I will go from this body. If you are my devotee, I no come to teach you my devotion. I come to teach you the devotion of Radha Mohan. I come to teach you to devote to Radhika. Krishna, Radhika's Krishna. Why? And he, by his behavior, he is teaching. Because even Krishna, you go to Krishna, I say, why? Krishna, I will go to Krishna, I will become his devotee. How I can become devotee of Krishna? He will teach me devotion. Impossible. We have no time for these things. To teaching, to devotion. Gurudev has no time to teach devotion for himself. How Krishna has time to teach the devotion? Yes. Gurudev not teaching, but my brother and sisters, they are teaching me devotion. The associate of Gurudev is teaching me devotion. You watch. By looking them, I develop devotion. Right? Who is really devoted already to Gurudev, if I follow to him and I listen, obeying to them, I will get the devotion. Right or not? You see, experience in life. Without association of the devotee of Gurudev, devotion will never come. Means, you know, you have to see Gurudev every place where his devotees are there. Then devotion will come, because he will give his mercy through them to you. That you feel and realize. It's not a philosophy that I will memorize. I have to realize this in life. Devotion. And this realization come by looking and doing. Right or not? So, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and he will teach me devotion of him? No. It's not happening like this. I have to go near to the lover of Krishna, who is totally devoted to Krishna. Which class of devotion I need, I will go like that. If I need Kurukshetra Arjuna, I will take shelter of Arjuna. If I need the devotion of Rukmini, I will take shelter of Rukmini. If I like this Sudama, I will take shelter of Sudama, because something has to ask from Krishna. I need that Sudama. I like this. I took shelter of Sudama. Right? And they teach us devotion, because they are in devotion. Right? Similarly, you have to realize yourself which bhav you want to go for devotion. That Mahaprabhu come to give special mercy. It never happened like this. Gaurana hoito, kevan hoito, kevan dharitam dehe, radharaso mahima, premeraso sima, jagate janatuke. Because Gaur himself is outside, is Radhika's color. Inside is a feeling of Radhika. You see? Out and in. In between Krishna is there. So, If Krishna wants to go to Dwarka or Kurukshetra, he does no way in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Krishna is only talking and the pastime of Braja is there. You see Chaitanya Charitamrita? All the pastime of Krishna with Radha is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not any Dwarika Leela, not any Kurukshetra Leela. Radha's Krishna Leela is there. So means Gauranga Mahaprabhu took cover to Krishna and Krishna took the feeling of Radhika that in this Kali Yuga there is only one way with love. And this starts this line of our six Goswamis. Then Prabhupada also starts with love, the line. With full of love, he starts taking care to the who is not needed care. Prabhupada starts doing love, only giving love. Unconditional love, no condition for his love. And whole what changed because of that love. This is his mercy. This is the mercy of Chaitanya. I think one thing, if you have no love, you will remember my name. If I have no love, you will remember. Under pressure, I say you remember my name because you have to love me. You cannot do that. It's a nature of love. Without automatic name will come to you if you have a love. If you are in love, you don't need to do. It's a nature that you cannot live without this name and this person. It's a love, nature of love. So love to grow in our a nature of the jiva, jivere sarup hoy nitya krishna, is the nature of the jiva to be in love. It's not that unnatural for jiva. But it's unnatural for this material thing. My senses, my body, my mind is unnatural to love someone. They want to exchange. They want to change. They want to do their dealings. They don't know to love. Love only knows jiva, who is nitya das and dasatva do because of love. Somebody, how they without paying, he is a das because of love. I'm mad. Why is somebody mad with his guru? Because it's so much love, how I can hold it? I become free servant of him. That free servant, how to become, is only possible in love. And this can come by a spiritual master, that you, when you will identify yourself, is the nature of the soul. Nature of the soul to live in love. So, this is all mercy of Gopi who give the feeling of Gopi Bhav. When the Gopi Bhav comes, then all your senses start serving for the one guru, your lover. But Mahaprabhu said, no, no, no. I not come to give you Gopi Bhavan. Gopi means they want to become friend of Radhika, but they have a desire to meet with Krishna. This is not one point. I will give you more lower position, but real tasteful. One time Radhika offered to the Manjaris that I want to make you my friend. They said, very thankful, my Swami, because I am so lucky that you give me the position to become friend. The friend position is very high, and I am very thankful for this. But I want to be your servant, because when I am servant of you, I am only one-pointed one to serve you. And when I will become friend of you, my desire will become like you, and I will be interested in your Krishna. So I have no interest for that, to become your friend and think for that. I want to serve only to you. So I am very happy to be your dasi, your maid servant. I want to serve all the time and one-pointed to you. And I want to feel your Krishna, not my Krishna. So they become more lucky because they more reliable, more faithful. This is Mahaprabhu Ahetu. This Ahetu Kripa is very special. All His mercy. Guru Kripa. Without Guru Kripa, you cannot reach to that point to relish that higher taste. Without Guru Kripa, if no association will come in your life, and when His Kripa will be there, all circumstances become favorable. All circumstances, material circumstances will become favorable in life. Because all ignorance will go and all His spiritual circumstances will come by His mercy. If I want to escape with the material thing, how I will leave all of you? Yes, no, I cannot escape. This is the mercy of Guru Kripa. So if material thing want to catch me, is not effective. No interest for that. Thank you. Sorry. But Kripa is coming. Gurudev shows to His lover. Radharani shows to His lover. Everyone showing to His lover. That's the point, to learn devotion. I see my Gurudev, he is sleeping, and he wake up, he starts service. When he sleep, also in dream he is in service. And when he wake up, all become active. he will make active to everyone who is near to him. And so, that is the love he is showing. What is meaning of devotion? What is meaning of actions? Is a divine relation. Give energy to him that he never tired. This is more powerful energy. Divine energy is powerful than material energy. Yeah. All his mercy, what is happening? And I am realizing without Guru Kripa is not possible. Really, I'm lucky that by his mercy I know all of you. My brother and sisters, all family, all are my brother and sisters. What I can do? All is my brother and sister. I not Guru. I work on his behalf, of Guru behalf. I never work myself independent. So mercy is still coming. I want to live as a student and I want to die as a student, that I will learn of the last of my breath. I say is honest, that what you can give advice to your brother and sister, always keep on. I do that. Thank you.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.